Before Vito Russo died of AIDS in 1991, he was profiled in the AIDS documentary Common Threads, Stories from the Quilt. The directors of the film, Rob Epstein and Jeffrey Friedman, went on to produce and direct the film adaptation of Russo's book, The Celluloid Closet, Homosexuality in the Movies. Epstein also made the film The Life and Times of Harvey Milk. Vito Russo was the film's publicist. I asked Epstein and Friedman if Vito Russo knew there would be a film version of The Celluloid Closet.
We formally optioned the book soon after Vito's death, and he obviously didn't get to see it realized, but I think he knew he would do it.
I don't think he ever expected it to be as big as it turned out. I mean, he was thinking this would be a PBS documentary with a host narrator, and basically it would duplicate the kind of presentation that Vito used to do when he traveled around with his clip show giving lectures.
Vito used to travel around with these old reels of funky 16mm films and just, you know, throw up a clip and talk, and he did this all over the world.
And we made the decision at a very early stage of the project that this was a film about movies, and we wanted The Celluloid Closet to be a big screen, like Hollywood movie experience. We wanted to get original negative from the studios, and you know, we've got like a full orchestral score. I mean, we wanted to make the film in the style of a Hollywood movie. And I don't think Vito ever dreamed that The Celluloid Closet would be that.
Your film version of The Celluloid Closet has some really interesting stories about how movies ended up speaking in coded language when there were characters who we were supposed to know were gay, because they couldn't be overtly gay during the days of the Hays Code, because the Hays Code outlawed, quote, sexual perversion.
Right.
And the Hays Office considered homosexuality to come under the category of sexual perversion.
Right.
One of my favorite stories is told by writer Gore Vidal, and this story is about how he wrote the screenplay for the biblical era epic Ben-Hur.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, the story here is basically about two friends from youth who now disagree about politics. They're now enemies. One's Jewish, one's Roman. One's played by Charlton Heston, one's played by Stephen Boyd. And he said that this just was not enough of a plot for a three-hour film. I'll let Gore Vidal tell the rest of the story. This is a clip from your film, The Celluloid Closet.
The director of the movie, William Wyler, said, what do you do? And I said, well, look, let me try something. Let's say that these two guys, when they were 15, 16, when they last saw each other, they had been lovers, and now they're meeting again, and the Roman wants to start it up. Masala, played by Stephen Boyd, wants to start it up again with Ben-Hur, played by Charlton Heston, heaven knows why, but he does. Anyway, he's Roman. So, Willie stared at me, face gray, and I said, well, I'll never use the word. There'll be nothing overt, but it'll be perfectly clear that Masala is in love with Ben-Hur. Willis said, Gore, this is Ben-Hur. A Tale of the Christ, I think, is the subtitle, he said, rather vaguely looking around. And Willie finally said, well, it's certainly better than what we've got. We'll try it.
After all these years, still close.
In every way.
He said, have you talked to anybody about this? And I said, no. He said, you talk to Boyd, Masala. Don't say anything to Heston, because Chuck will fall apart. I'll take care of him. So Heston thinks he's doing Francis X. Bushman in a silent version. His head is always constantly on high like this and like this. And Stephen Boyd is acting it to pieces. There are looks that he gives him that are just so clear.
I said I'd come back. I never thought you would. I'm so glad.
If we were actually seeing the clips that you show
mm-hmm.
in your movie, the scenes that Gore Vidal is describing with the looks that Stephen, those longing stares that Stephen Boyd is giving at Charlton Heston, what would we be seeing?
Well, you'd be seeing just that. I mean, you'd be seeing Charlton Heston and Stephen Boyd staring into each other's eyes and smiling and giggling. And, you know, it's one of those scenes where You know, I showed this scene to my brother, you know, who's straight, and he was he told me that when he saw this movie when he was a teenager or something, and there was something about that scene that always bothered him. There was something that stuck. He knew something was going on, but he couldn't articulate what it was. So I think that's something that happens with this film by taking these clips and putting them in this context. It just lets it allows you to look at scenes that you may be very familiar with in a different way.
Did you ever ask Charlton Heston if he ever found out that he was the guy who didn't know about the gay subtext?
We haven't, but other people have. He knows about this story, and he's not buying it.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's still not buying it. No.
He says he denies it?
He denies it. He says Gore Vidal is a liar.
We seem to have an ongoing interaction with Charlton Heston. He also sent us a letter denying us the use to a clip, The Agony and the Ecstasy, because he claimed that Michelangelo was not homosexual.
And he knew.
And he knew.
Because he did the research.
Did you watch any films for your movie, The Celluloid Closet, that look completely different to you now than they did the first time you saw them, where you saw a certain gay subtext or where a gay character had a different meaning to you than the first time around when you saw it?
Well, I guess Boys in the Band is a movie that's really changed with time. I think when I saw that movie when it came out, I was just coming out, and I think it made me very uncomfortable. It really seemed like a big downer. I mean, it did not look like this was going to be fun. That movie does not look like gay life is much fun, but looking at it 20 years later and putting it in a historical context, this is a reflection of what it was like for gay men coming of age in the 50s. And Vito himself changed his take on that film. I mean, he was out in the street picketing when that film came out. And by the time I saw Vito's presentation in 1981, he was, you know, he had revised his opinion of it and acknowledged that this was a film that was telling the truth for that time. And, you know, I mean, that's something that's that makes it very hard to know how to look at films that are coming out today. You know, there are films like, I mean, when Philadelphia came out, there was a huge hue and cry in the gay community because there was so little affection between the Tom Hanks character and the Antonio Banderas character. And I was disappointed that there wasn't more of a relationship in that film between those two. And I think that, you know, the fact that we were so upset about that maybe blinded us to some of the positive qualities of that film. I mean, the fact that it really was a breakthrough film for gay people, even though it wasn't, you know, it wasn't the be-all and end-all, and it's not, you know, where we hope to be someday.
Well, it's also a film that's more for our parents, I think, than for gay people, and that's how it was a breakthrough, the fact that it played shopping malls and it reached all those people and said something about our experience.
And had a major star playing a gay character in a very ordinary, sympathetic way.
Right. So in Hollywood terms, it was a big success.
Vito Russo's book, The Celluloid Closet, came out in the early 80s. There was a new edition that came out in 1987. This is 9 years after that. Do you think that the situation has changed in Hollywood since 1987 in the way that gays are shown on screen?
I think it's on the brink of change. Hollywood, like society, is accepting the fact that we exist. And I think a large part of Vito's thesis was trying to prove our existence. We're beyond that now. What isn't happening in Hollywood is more realistic portrayals of gay life. And that's going to happen from gay and lesbian filmmakers. You know, the cameras are now in the hands of gay directors, and that's where the real truth of our lives will come from. And hopefully Hollywood will follow that lead.
Well, I want to thank you both very much for talking with us about your new movie. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Thank you.
Rob Epstein and Jeffrey Friedman are the directors and producers of the new documentary, The Celluloid Closet. It's already opened in several cities, including New York, L.A., and San Francisco, and will open in more cities in the next few weeks. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.